time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio for our school district update, I've got a couple of folks from Helper Middle School. I've got Principal Robert Bradley, and I've got A.B. Atwood. Now, A.B. has been in a lot of activities that have been going on. We're going to talk to her first. We'll get to Principal Atwood in just a moment. A.B., thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. So recently, I've participated in Science Fair, and in that, I got second place in chemistry, and from our school also, Hunter Pirro got the Mad Scientist Award, and we'd just like to thank Kiwanis Club for sponsoring that. Also, I got the Superintendent's Award, which was pretty cool.
Now, I've got to stop you really quick in Science Fair. What was your project on?
So it was on different types of lotion and their different properties.
So was it which one is the best, or what one has this in it that makes it work the best for this? What kind of did you go into
it? Kind of like different. I don't know. We went into a bunch of different things on it.
So which one was the best lotion? It's okay if you want to give them a plug. It's all right.
Okay. So in my research, we didn't do a ton, but the O'Keefe's Working Hand Cream was the best one.
I like that one.
Yeah,
it's pretty good stuff. All right, you've been in a lot of things, so let's move on to the next one. Was it FCCLA?
Yep, so recently I participated in FCCLA Star Event, and this year it was actually virtual, and that was kind of different. So we recorded the presentation and sent that in, and for that I got gold, which was exciting.
Now, in that event, was this the first time, or was it virtual last year as well?
No, this is the first year that it's been virtual. Last year it was canceled due to COVID.
Okay, and had you done the star events before?
Mm-hmm. So we did regionals last year, but then state got canceled.
What was the main difference between being able to do it in person as opposed to doing it virtually?
I think just the presentation, you had to film it and send it in.
So you could nail the presentation because you could edit the video.
Exactly.
All right. What else have you been involved in up there?
So I did spelling bee, and in district I got third place.
That's okay. even third place in the Olympics gets a bronze medal. Look at it that way.
Yeah. And then I'm going to participate in History Fair coming up.
So and what's your project in History Fair going to be about?
We're doing it on Hedy Lamarr, which helped with communications in World War II.
Very smart lady.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't give her credit for that.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting to see all about Hedy Lamarr. All right, let's ask, what's student life at Helper Middle School like right now?
It's good. I love Helper. It's awesome.
And I'm sure you like being back in school and having all your friends around and being able to go to classes.
Yeah.
How was it being a virtual student?
It was okay. I much prefer to be in school. But
yeah, and I've got a daughter that's in college, and it's just virtually just doesn't work for her. You know, it's hard, and that's what I told her. I don't think I could do it. All right, well, A.B., it sounds like you've got a lot on your plate still to this day, so maybe we should let you go and let you get to work on some of those things. I just wonder when you have time to sleep. Thanks for coming in this morning. I'm going to talk to Principal Bradley now, all right?
Thank you.
Principal Bradley, how are we today?
Hey, we are doing really well. We are continually excited that we're able to still meet in person, have school in person. From the beginning of the year, we haven't had any times we are not allowed to be in the building. Students are wearing their masks and school is progressing like it should. And I think we're one of the luckiest districts around.
And with school progressing like it should, that means that, sadly, it's getting close to the end of the year. You're wrapping up winter sports season.
We are.
You're wrapping up all kinds of things. What's going on up at Helper Middle as far as that kind of thing goes?
Well, for activities, you can tell from Avi, she likes to take advantage of a lot of the things that are offered. In our school, we still have the girls and boys basketball happening. We have archery, and we have quiz bowl occurring. Archery is going to be a local competition with judges coming down to watch the kids instead of having them go up north to a large, big group. Basketball is still occurring. We appreciate the fans that show up and wear their masks and let us still compete. And Quiz Bowl is actually happening virtually. I haven't been able to see one of those competitions yet, but the kids are having a lot of fun with it.
It's interesting to see the technology that works and what doesn't work. Has there been any challenges this year as far as technology goes when it comes to these kinds of things?
I think we were able to solve most of those. The district technology department, in addition to our teachers, have done an incredible job of experimenting, trying things out. Certainly there are students that get quarantined for a period of time, and they join in remotely. And things work. And kids catch up when they get back if they need to. But for the most part, things are working and they're working well. I don't anticipate virtual stuff going away anytime soon. We're still going to have a slot for that, I believe. But I'm excited that as things start to wrap up, hopefully we get a normal school year, as normal as can be, considering we'll be having some construction.
I was going to say, and now you were just discussing the fact that the excitement is getting ready to start as soon as next week, it sounds like.
That's the plan. Over a year ago, there was a bond that was passed by the school board and the local community to upgrade some of the buildings here in our district. The high school has been under construction for a while now, and that is progressing incredibly fast. The company that has been hired to do that has done a really good job. Helper Middle School is next. There's been some leading work to be done, like a bus lane, which we highlighted last year. That started last summer. There's some air conditioning work that was done in the existing gym space. And as we start coming into next week, we're going to be most likely removing the old industrial arts building. That's the small building that's to the north of the school. In preparation for that, we've had to make a small break room out of a storeroom for the faculty and staff. We've turned our old faculty room into a library, and we're moving all of the art students into the old library space so that everybody's now contained in the building, and they can use the industrial arts building location for staging, for materials and equipment, because the new section of the building is going in the back parking lot.
And that new section of the building was kind of an added bonus, was it not? You guys didn't expect to get that.
We did not. As things came down for design, planning, and funding, the original plan was to actually remodel the existing structure. But as engineers started looking at that, costs started rising, and fiscally, the architects and the construction management team came to the district and said, for this money, you can get this for about the same, and it will last you much longer and be up to code. So those things have really been in the planning stages as the high school took priority to try and get that stuff going. We're excited for our shot.
It'll be nice to kind of drive past Helper Middle School and see lots of excitement and buzzing going around. You know, you said you're going to have to take out one of the end zones or part of one of the end zones for parking, but that issue is going to be resolved. That parking's always been an issue at Helper Middle School, though.
Parking will be an issue, and that's it, especially during construction. The portion of the football field from the goalpost to the street is probably going to have to be turned into parking because we're losing the back parking lot for the new building. However, in the grand scheme of things, everything to the north of the existing structure is now going to be parking, and I'm really excited to see what that looks like as we start to capture and have the ability to have more people at least come and visit the school.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Principal Robert Bradley and A.V. Atwood from Helper Middle School, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. We appreciate you, and we're going to let you get back to school now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.